And it is interesting how the Marys and the Marthas can almost alternate in the archbishops, because Rowan Williams was very, very much a contemplative first, and the action came after. He was a Mary, and Justin Welby is very much a Martha, though he's a thoughtful and prayerful man, is Justin Welby, but the kind of balance is different. Mary before Martha. We see in our political life a tendency to want to be Martha all the time. We're all very conscious that by the end of this coming week, we're going to have a new government and a new set of ministers. And what's the betting that some new Secretary of State is going to arrive in his or her department saying, new reforms, new initiatives, new modernisation, everything that we were going to do 3 years ago, we're not going to do anymore. We're going to bustle about Martha-like and have a new thing. And I know so many teachers, doctors and nurses who are exhausted by all the endless Martha-ish reform that goes on, the desire to be active, to do the housework. Mary must come first. You need to do the stuff. Yes, you do need to have the reform. Yes, you do need to have the modernising. But you need a deep thoughtfulness that comes before. And our own actions, our own Martha-ing in our lives needs to have a good basis of Mary to come before it. Thoughtfulness, prayer, contemplation, longing for God, being with God, that first, then our action and our initiative. So the simple challenge for us, the challenge I accept for myself and give to any of you, is to make sure that there is this day, every day, some moment of stillness and thoughtfulness, not as a thing inserted into the middle of Martha, a tiny little slice of Mary somehow shoehorned in, but a place where fundamental Mary gets to be expressed, the undergirding of all our action. I know what my Mary moment will be today. We've got artichokes in the vicarage garden. We ate them, mostly, a while back, but we left one to flower. And if you've never seen a flowering artichoke, it's a thing of extraordinary deep blue beauty. One is flowering next door. And this afternoon, I'm going to spend a bit of time doing absolutely nothing but looking prayerfully and profoundly and attentively and gratefully at that artichoke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.